A resolution by Supervisor Wyshon supporting the City of Milwaukee's Common Council File Number 111222, seeking to repeal the city's cap on issuing new public passenger vehicle permits.
Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this is just we are working with our colleagues at the city to support their efforts to create a competitive market for cabs in Milwaukee County. I think the reason that this is before us today is actually twofold. One, there's been a lot of discussion about downtown Milwaukee and a new public facility, whether it be for the Milwaukee Bucks or some other team. And so the question of how people get around downtown has come to the surface. And that has caused the city to take a look at how they issue taxi cab permits and what is in the best interest of the citizens of Milwaukee County and the city. Also, there is a lawsuit by a group of cab drivers in this that challenges the city's permitting process. And I think what the resolution is before you is that we simply support the American way of doing business, that there's competition and that everyone has a fair shot at making it. This doesn't dictate to the city what parameters of the permitting process or anything. It just says that we believe in a competitive market and that would be in the best interest of the citizens of Milwaukee and the citizens of Milwaukee County. So at this time, I move approval of item.
We have a motion to move approval with Supervisor Brokowski.
I have time.
Supervisor Brokowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the author, and I know that I actually have two questions, but I know that we're having a speaker who sent all of us some interesting correspondence, and I'll let him address that. But I'd like to ask the author of the resolution, in the contents of the resolution, we talk about making it more beneficial to Milwaukee County through our paratransit. And I guess I wanted to ask how that happens to be. I know that we have some contracts. Do we have some direct, control or direct benefit by getting involved in this? The resolution kind of alluded to that.
Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, here I have a handout that shows just a quarterly glimpse of the paratransit activities and the dollar amounts for Milwaukee County. And when it comes to the use of taxi cabs in Milwaukee County for people with disabilities, you have over 5,000 cab rides per month at a cost to Milwaukee County of over $70,000 a month. It is approximately a $1.1 million contract that Milwaukee County has with the cab provider. I would say that we would probably fare better on that if it was a more competitive bidding process. We normally get between two and three responses to the RFP, and when you look at the consolidation in the market and the lock on the dispatch services that are out there, it makes it virtually impossible to get a truly competitive bid back.
Senator Krosky.
So I guess the short way of saying it is that by supporting this is also helping Milwaukee County with our contract, possibly with people with disabilities and stuff in transportation.
That is correct. I believe that if the city of Milwaukee creates a competitive market for cabs, you will see the potential for a lower cost on our paratransit services.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments from the committee? Supervisor Jerzyk, then Supervisor Hollis.
Well, I'm wondering if the paratransit services and the costs of the county aren't really related to the call center more than the actual ride.
Mr. Grant, can you answer that question? Because I don't know who should direct it. Supervisor Jersey, you let me know who you direct this question.
Can you repeat the question, Supervisor?
You let me know who you direct the question to. Ask Mr. Grant that question again.
I was this $1 million plus dollars that Milwaukee County spends. I'm wondering if that cost is more directed to the call center that is privately operated than it is to the actual rides.
I would attribute the cost largely to the actual rides, Supervisor. That includes the cost of the service to the provider as well as the fare paid by the individuals. I think the dispatch center is largely used to simply dispatch available cabs to the riders where they are.
Can I follow up, Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor, you have the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Grant, do you know the operation of the private call center? Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not completely familiar with that at all, Supervisor.
Is there someone else that might be more willing to answer those questions that may be more knowledgeable? I don't know if Mr. Dranzik.
Right. I don't have my paratransit staff here with me this morning, not anticipating that these questions will be asked, and I don't know if Mr. Dranzik can address that at all.
Mr. Dranzik, do you have an answer for that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, again, it's a specialized component of transit. I think it would be best to have their paratransit people answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here from?
No.
No one's here?
No.
Well, my understanding, I understand the intent of this resolution, and I think it's intended to try to increase the service, which I don't necessarily oppose. But with regard to the cab companies, you need to be dispatched to do a ride, and what we're trying to accomplish here with this resolution may in fact not accomplish its goal, because he who controls the dispatch center probably controls the rides, and if I'm correct on this, I think there's basically one dispatcher. If I'm wrong on that, I mean, I'm certainly no expert in the area, but I think most of the contracting is done through the same call center, so it's going to be controlled in any event by the same dispatcher.
Mr. Grant, can you have your paratransit people get that information to the committee, the question that Supervisor just asked you?
We can follow up.
Thank you. Anything else, Supervisor?
Well, I'm going to have a hard time voting on this until we get the information. Can we temporarily lay this over?
Do you think you have the information today?
Yes, I can get the information today, Supervisor.
Supervisor Washington?
If that's the wish of Supervisor Jersey, the point being, though, that we are supporting the city's action to lift the cap to create a competitive market.
Correct.
I think to get bogged down in some of the nuances of this is not what the resolution is about. We are supporting a basic competitive market in the city of Milwaukee. We're not telling them how to create a system. It is that just the simple belief that if a credible competitive market exists in the city of Milwaukee, that will be beneficial for our other contracts. It's not a huge extrapolation that needs a lot of investigation. It's the way the economy is supposed to work.
What we're going to do, Supervisor Haas, we will take up the question for temporary layover. And before we take the question, Supervisor Haas, you will speak, then we're going to have one, the guest speaker, then we're going to temporary. So we can get that information. But this will be brought back to by 11 o'clock today.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, Mr. Chairman, as this resolution would support the city's action on the downtown cab market, or that is also to say, Mr. Chairman, would this affect the taxi service at General Mitchell International Airport?
So, Walsh?
No, that is governed by a separate Milwaukee County ordinance, and this is about the competitive market within the city of Milwaukee.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That satisfies my answer.
All right, thank you. So, Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it might have some value if we can even look at that next question of should we try to change things at the airport as well. I support this resolution. I think it's great legislation by the author. I also would like to ask to be a co-sponsor to help the city's efforts to create a more competitive cab market as the free market would allow.
We have unanimous. Can I have unanimous consent to add Supervisor Moore to this resolution? If there's no objection, so be it. We have Reed Christensen. Rhett Christensen. Will you come? That's an R? That's it. Red. Oh, it is red. Hello, Red. How you doing?
It's a little whiter now, but.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'm here representing the, as a director of the Wisconsin Association of Taxi Cab Owners, I'm here representing the owners in Milwaukee. And they've asked me to come today to talk to you about the repeal of the City of Milwaukee's cap on issuing new public passenger vehicle permits. There are a number of concerns with the resolution that I urge you to consider. The intent of the resolution runs counter to Milwaukee County's own existing policies regarding restrictions on licenses for similar vehicles at General Mitchell International Airport. Since September 1, 1990, under the provisions of C.0.4.05.01, Milwaukee County restricts the number of taxicabs at the airport to no more than 52, even though there are 321 cab permits in Milwaukee, as well as others that operate outside the City of Milwaukee. It is curious, therefore, why this resolution seeks a change in City of Milwaukee's policy that Milwaukee County continues to enforce. Airport management disputes that the cap on the number of permitted taxicabs should be lifted. As recently as 2011, in a meeting with Barry Bateman, managing director of the airport, he refused to open up the number of airport cab permits. This was at a time when the airport was posting record travel numbers. Despite the increase in passenger volume, airport leadership said there are no additional cabs were needed. Today, as the number of travelers has significantly declined and as all cab drivers in Milwaukee are in the woes of wondering why, what happened to our business, well, a lot of it has to do with the economy and, of course, a decline in travel. This resolution is contradicted by airport management opinion that there is inadequate demand for new cabs. The experience at the airport reflects cab business in general has seen a decline in volume. Many owners and drivers have testified at city hearings that business is down significantly. In addition to limiting the number of cabs that operate at the airport, the county also severely limits the number of shuttle companies that may operate at the airport to one. They do not allow open competition there. Why not? Instead, the county contracts with one single company over the last 20 years that has a monopoly on the shuttle service at the airport. Is that fair? Compliance with the county ordinance by the single shuttle operator is at issue. Not only does the county allow only a single shuttle provider, but strong evidence exists that this shuttle provider continually operates in violation of county and city ordinance. By ordinance, a shuttle may only provide rides to five or more persons. However, the airport's preferred shuttle provider, which has 54 permitted vehicles, regularly picks up single rides from residential addresses to convey them to the airport in clear violation of county and city regulations. This is, in essence, has added 54 taxis to the pool without passage of any ordinance or resolution. We contend that the county should consider enforcing existing ordinances prior to telling the City of Milwaukee what its policies ought to be. The author of the resolution has cited the fact that an out-of-town law firm has initiated a lawsuit challenging the City of Milwaukee's current policies and seeks to have those policies declared unconstitutional. Please be advised that a very similar lawsuit was filed in Kansas City and has recently been decided in federal court. A copy of that decision, which upholds a ordinance similar to Milwaukee's, is attached for your review, and I sent that all through you, the emails that you received. Members of the Milwaukee taxicab industry stand ready to engage in a constructive dialogue leading to operating in a safe, professional, and economically sensible manner. We urge the committee's careful deliberation of a resolution that not only is inconsistent with existing county policies, but will result in adverse consequences for passengers and cab drivers and cab owners throughout Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? Mr. Washon?
Yes, sir.
just about this airport and inconsistency, it's not inconsistent. We regulate the transportation at the airport, and we do it in a manner that provides a quality service for those going to the airport in a competitive fashion. We have multiple modes of transportation coming out of there, and literally we have planes, trains, and automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
We have the different shuttles, the Amtrak, the bus, everything, rental cars. You have multiple different modes of transportation, and it creates a competitive market so people have choices. When you're standing on a street corner in Milwaukee County, you have very limited choices. And that is the heart of it, that we are just supporting the city's effort to give people choice and to create a competitive market. We're not telling them what to lift the cap to or what to set it at. What we're doing is saying that they need to do better, and we support their efforts, and that whatever system they come up with is appropriate, as long as it creates a competitive market.
Okay, so that's one shot. We have a temporary layover. If there's no objection, there's a temporary layover. Madam Clerk, item number two.